Hello, and welcome to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 10th. I am your host, Mr. Miller. This podcast will cover a number of topics that happened on this date in history. Please visit the podcast webpage at thishappentoday.buzzsprout.com. There you can download the notes page, which will help you organize the information as well as develop your own ideas on how these events changed the world around us. If you are interested in hearing more, please consider subscribing so you will not miss out on what happens tomorrow in history. In 2006, NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter had parked itself in an elliptical orbit around the planet. There was a tense period of radio silence when the spacecraft passed behind Mars. The probe steadily reduced the size of its orbit until it reached an optimal position to start its studies. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter examined the surface and atmosphere a great deal. The spacecraft's engines fired, slowed the speed, and this allowed it to be captured by Mars's gravity. Its continual experiments will result in periods of radio silence as it travels behind the planet. On this date in 1964, the first Ford Mustang was manufactured and ready for release on April 17th. Ford Vice President Lee Iacocca had been lobbying for a poor man's Thunderbird since 1961, but the finished product, the Falcon-based Ford Mustang, didn't become reality for another 3 years. After years of hinting at such a vehicle with concept cars like the Allegro and the Mustang II, and weeks of public teasing before the official event, Ford unwrapped the Mustang at its stand at the World's Fair in New York City on April 17, 1964. That was roughly 1 month after the first Mustang rolled off the assembly line, but it was the very same day cars arrived at Ford dealers. To say that the Ford Mustang was welcomed by the public is an understatement. After 6 weeks on the market, the Ford Mustang was the best-selling compact car in America. By April 17th of 1965, 1 year later, Ford had sold just shy of 419,000 Mustangs, or four times more than Iacocca's original sales volume target. In 1906, an underground fire sparked a massive explosion that spread through a series of mines, killing over 1,000 men and boys in Corrèze, France. The Corrèze Colliery in northern France was a complex series of mines near the Pas-de-Calais mountains. Tunnels into the mines issued forth from several times in the area, and more than 2,000 men and boys worked in the mines digging for coal that was used mostly in the manufacture of gas. Apparently, fissures in the pit's walls had allowed in flammable gases that were then sparked by a smoldering fire. It was 7 a.m. when debris rocked out of the tunnel openings. Several people on the surface were killed by the blast, and a roof on a mine office was blown right off the building. Fires raged from every opening of the mine, and many people suffered terrible burn injuries. Since the fires continued to burn, rescuers and family members of the miners were unable to send down help into the mine shafts. One rescue party of 40 men paid the ultimate price for their attempt. They were all killed when the shaft they were descending collapsed. Soon, French soldiers were called in to help establish order from the mounting chaos outside the mine. In the end, the casualty toll from this disaster was 1,060 miners killed, with hundreds more suffering serious injuries. You have been listening to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 10th. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about the historical events from the past. Thank you today to the following websites for the information on the topics. ThePeopleHistory.com, 1964 Ford Mustang debuts at AutomobileMag.com, and Mine Explosion Kills 1,060 in France at History.com. The music used as the background track for this podcast is Americana, created by Kevin MacLeod on Incompetech.com. If you have enjoyed this information and would like to hear more, please consider subscribing, as this will keep the historical events in your feed in the morning for each day. I hope you have a great day.